This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. A new advance in fetal technology, now on the market, can tell with nearly 100% accuracy the sex of a fetus as early as 5 weeks into a pregnancy. That's great for expectant and very curious moms and dads, but as NPR's Patricia Naiman reports, some doctors have serious ethical concerns.
It's called the Baby Gender Mentor. It's available on the internet at an online pregnancy store. Sherry Benelli is president.
It's an exciting new product, and I really think that the companies that make a lot of yellow and mint green baby items are probably going to be really bummed because, you know, once moms are able to find out if they're having a boy or girl, they can buy gender-specific stuff earlier than ever before.
The gender kit's been on the market for about 3 weeks, and thousands have already been sold, says Benelli. The test works by isolating DNA from the fetus, which is found in the mother's bloodstream.
What the lab does is they take a look at the maternal blood sample that the mom provides. What they're specifically looking for is baby boy Y chromosome DNA. If the baby's Y chromosome is present in the bloodstream of the mom, that means she's having a boy. If they don't find the Y chromosome, by default, she's having a girl.
The test is simple, says Benelli. A prick to the finger and then blood drip, to fill 3 circles on a testing pad, which is sent to the lab. Within 48 hours, the lab tells the expectant mother what exactly to expect. Critics of the test worry parents might use the information to terminate the pregnancy. In China and India, where boys are preferred for economic and cultural reasons, many couples abort their pregnancies after learning they have girls during ultrasound tests. That's led to a population imbalance, which Benelli says is not likely to happen here.
Most of the women that we talk to just want to find out for personal reasons. They want to be able to pick out the name. They want to be able to paint the nursery. They want to be able to get their other children prepared for a baby brother or a baby sister as early as possible.
Psychiatrist Michael Groden from Boston University is a confirmed critic. He says the new gender test is critic. He says the new gender test is disturbing for many reasons.
One thing I can tell you is that it's going to be used more than just to decide what color room you want to have, which, by the way, is increasing sexual stereotype as well.
Putting future expectations amidst pink walls is the least of it, says Groden. He cites surveys which report the majority of new parents prefer their firstborn to be male, and over 50% even want their secondborn to be male. If parents choose to end a pregnancy because the fetus is female, Groden says the company cannot divest itself from responsibility.
Obviously, that they're morally complicit in providing information which they know or have good reason to believe will be used for pure sexual stereotyping, for pure sexual gender selection, whether it be for a certain expectation of the child before they're born or for termination. And they can't separate themselves from what will happen with the information that they provide.
Groden says the new gender test hasn't received nearly the amount of attention it should. A major social debate is needed, he says, because bottom line, this advance could change society. Patricia Naiman, NPR News.